This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is expected to be acquitted in the Senate as his impeachment trial gets underway. But there are new revelations now about his actions toward Ukraine. The Government Accountability Office, a watchdog agency, says the White House violated the law by withholding money Congress had approved for Ukraine. This is the issue at the heart of the impeachment. The president's accused of withholding money from Ukraine while pressuring it to announce an investigation into his potential rival Joe Biden. And a man named Lev Parnas, a close associate of President Trump's personal lawyer, says the president knew everything that was going on. AP correspondent Eric Tucker is covering all of this in Washington.
It raises questions about how much additional new information might exist that had not previously come before the House. And so I imagine that the Democrats are going to want to hear additional information that might corroborate Parnas's account that Trump was definitely fully invested.
Our Sagar Magani's in Washington, too, where the impeachment proceedings got underway in the Senate.
Will all senators now stand or remain standing? And raise their right hand.
Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in lawmakers who will serve as jurors, reciting an oath calling on them to do impartial justice. Not long after, the president predicted a speedy trial.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Complaining to reporters in the Oval Office, it's taking attention away from things like the USMCA trade deal, which the Senate passed. Opening statements will start Tuesday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous travel conditions through this weekend because of a snowstorm that's going to roll from the plains into the northeast. And the Weather Service says there'll be freezing rain across much of the mid-Atlantic. This is AP News. Harvey Weinstein's lawyers want his rape trial moved out of New York.
Lawyers for former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein made an 11th-hour pitch Thursday to move Weinstein's rape trial out of New York City. In Manhattan appellate court, Weinstein's lawyers argued intense publicity has created a media and entertainment circus. Meantime, seven jurors, four men and three women, were selected from a pool of about 145 potential jurors after the initial round of questioning. The 67-year-old Weinstein is charged with raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulting another woman in 2006. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Coast Guard has now suspended the search for two crew members missing after a deadly collision between a fishing boat and an oil tanker just off the coast of Texas. Two others on the fishing boat were rescued, but one of them has since died. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.